It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Joining me in the studio now, our most recently hired IPR talk show producer, Matt Alvarez. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Ben.
Matt, I've just got one thing to say to you.
You were born in the long summer. You've never known anything else. But now winter is truly coming. And in the winter, we must protect ourselves.
Okay. I wish my Sean Bean Game of Thrones impersonation was that good. But that was actually a clip of Sean Bean as Lord Stark in Game of Thrones. It's our Winter Coach series here on River to River, Occasional Conversations with Matt Alvarez. Matt Alvarez, not only our shiny new producer here at Iowa Public Radio, but he is a native Texan who has never been exposed to a Midwest winter. He has never been exposed to 0 degrees Fahrenheit until a couple of weeks ago when we had that deep dive in the temperatures here in the Midwest. And he is asking for your help and mine to coach him through his first Iowa winter. And we asked a couple of weeks ago for help for you. What an outpouring of tips from Iowans.
I mean, Iowa nice. That's what everyone told me when I moved here.
And Iowa nice and Iowa keep warm. What kind of comments did we get?
Well, Ben, first of all, about over 70 emails that I received on just great pieces of advice. If I could summarize everything, wool socks, wool everything.
You cannot beat natural fibers. I found that to be true. Good advice. Go on.
Yak tracks, the kind of stuff that you put on the bottom of your feet so you can, maneuver, get around in
not
the cold.
Break bones.
Yeah, yeah. And layers, which I was always told as a kid when it was cold, but I mean, you know, this is a different type of cold. Whole layers. I had to wear a vest and a down jacket and sweaters and thermal clothing underneath all my other clothes. I still managed to get to work on those cold days.
Your bike, you're commuting to work on a bike.
Mm-hmm. It's just a lot faster than walking for me.
You've got a mile or so to commute, right?
It's about a mile. And I go a little bit slower when it's wet outside or when it's snowing and it's a little slushy. It typically just takes me about 8 to 10 minutes on a dry day. But on those days, I give myself an extra 20 minutes to get to work so I can slowly get here safely. But you know, reading through some of the advice, it sort of did help and it prepared me a little bit. One thing that I read right off the bat, you've officially been baptized. This is what Blair said on Facebook.
Blair, all right.
I've been baptized as an Iowan by our weather. Laugh out loud. My advice, layer, layer, layer in all caps. I'll be sure to remember that through the rest of winter.
And you do know you've experienced an early dip in the temperatures and an early snow. This is a bit unusual for us. Sometimes it's not unusual for us to not even have snow by Thanksgiving. That will happen occasionally, but we've had it well before Thanksgiving and temperatures down to zero or even below couple of weeks ago.
It was a nice little sample of what's to come. Rose kind of scared me a little bit. She said ice. Essentially a lethal weapon. White, black, chunks, or smooth. This stuff can kill you whether you walk, bike, or drive. And it was one of those things that I read in the morning. First thing that I got into work, and I was like, oh, no. Like,
right.
Yeah, because I haven't experienced ice just yet. But a lot of the other stuff was great. Stephanie told me to keep, you know, an emergency kit of warm stuff in my car, blankets, a beanie, gloves, just in case I get stranded or stuck somewhere.
Very good advice.
Brent told me about what type of tires I should get for my car, all season or winter tires. He says since I'm in Iowa City, all season tires can do well. Leia told me to make sure I brush off the snow off the roof of my car, which I had not been doing up to this day. Al from Eldon, Iowa, said to trade in my bike for a four-wheel F-350. Yeah, and Jolene pretty much just told me, sorry, Iowa winters are a bit like childbirth. No matter how much information you gather, you simply have to experience it for yourself.
All right. Well, it sounds like some great advice. Let's make sure our listeners know they can continue to give you winter coaching advice by emailing Iowa River to River at iowapublicradio.org and checking in with social media. You are on Twitter at Matt Alvarez on air. You can find me on Twitter, IPR Ben, or follow Iowa Public Radio. I have a little gift for you in conclusion here, Matt.
Sweet.
It's a little
letter. And this reads, Ben's Winter DEFCON Scale for Winter Biking Community.
Okay, a little bit of explanation here. I am a Cold War baby, so I understand threats in terms of DEFCON ratings. Of course, that's the military term for defense readiness in our country. But I'm talking about individual readiness when it comes to cold here. So your DEFCON 5 is your lightest, your easy peasy, pleasant winter driving conditions or biking conditions, since you are biking throughout the winter, we hope, down to DEFCON 1. Then you hopefully, or you may be, like Matt Damon on Mars. You should be clothed similarly to Matt Damon on Mars, because their frostbite or worse is a real threat. So this is a little scale.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you can refer to it before you step out the door, before you get on your bike, to make sure that you are clothed and you have the gear ready for your bike commute through these winter months.
Yeah. Well, this is certainly helpful. And, you know, I'm going to put it right next to my door right before I leave. And I check the temperature and the wind chill.
And we'll be sharing that scale with our social media. You can follow Iowa Public Radio on Twitter. We'll also be putting that out on Facebook, I think, too, as well, Matt.
Yes, we will.
Okay. Until our next update for Winter Coach. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Ben.